Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Paul Griffiths, who's CEO at Predator Oil and Gas. How are you today, Paul?
Good morning. Good today. I hope you are.
Yes, we're just speaking after yesterday's announcement regarding your Innes Trinity field. Could you give us some more detail on that?
Yeah, in the real pre-COVID-19 world, I'd be celebrating having finally got all these approvals in place. But in the reality of the lockdown world, there's not a lot to celebrate. But it is very, very good news because, you know, one of the difficulties we face always, whatever project we have anywhere in the world, is getting regulatory approvals in a timely manner. And that's just a fact of life. We can't do anything about that. So finally getting all those approvals in place means that we can push ahead with the continuous CO2 injection and the production at the same time, which we've been aspiring to do now for several months. So it's very good news.
Right. And you had, the interim results at the end of last month, but what's going on in say, Morocco? Is that a focus as well?
Everybody is aware that, you know, we're embroiled in the second wave of COVID-19 now. And then that's not just Jersey or UK or Ireland. It's across Europe and across the world. So Morocco have announced that they've extended their state of emergency to 10th of November. So the reality is that it'll take us from probably 2 to 3 months from the lifting of COVID-19 restrictions to commence actual drilling. And, you know, if people ask, well, why that length of time? The bottom line is you're moving people in from places like Algeria, Tunisia, Canada, you know, and you have to cross international frontiers. There are quarantine restrictions. There's different regions of different countries. You have to understand that it's just not practical to build a timeline at present. But having said that, you know, we're right on track to commence drilling once the COVID-19 restrictions are lifted. So probably, and, you know, I'm guessing here, end Q1, early Q2 2021. And that's simply because none of us know how long this next phase of lockdown will last. But, you know, the good news is that obviously we're not wasting that time. We've developed another prospect, MOU-4. We have two other prospects, MOU-2, MOU-3, and an MOU-5. So we built up the materiality we need to sustain a bigger drilling program. And that will be our objective over the next 2 or 3 months whilst we're in this lockdown process, is to build a drilling partnership for the follow-on wells, and so that we can maximize the use of that rig in Morocco. And the ultimate aim here, as I've always said, is we drill Morocco one way or the other, and we're in the prime position with a discovery next to the pipeline to get into the Moroccan gas market before anybody else. So that's the key for us.
So the good news really with Predator, I mean, just in terms of the arrival of the pandemic, is that you've already done a lot of the heavy lifting on the project. Obviously, you just got a permission now as well.
You know, the real positive, if there is ever any positive out of this awful situation, is that it gave us some time to focus on the additional prospectivity. And people will say, oh yeah, big deal. But it is a big deal, because at the end of the day, we have to create materiality to satisfy that gas market. And because the development costs are cheap, because the proximity to the pipeline is only 2 to 4 kilometers away, that means we have an ability to fast track a gas development. And Morocco needs gas. They desperately need gas in the next year or two. And there is also talk of potentially a virtual reverse flow on the Maghreb pipeline to Europe. And that's important because virtual reverse flow gives us another export market to Europe in addition to the local Moroccan market. So that all this is good news. It's just difficult to be patient and sit here waiting to get that drill bit turning. And that's the frustrating part of the situation.
Okay, well, hopefully that'll all be resolved sooner than we fear. Paul Griffiths, CEO of Predator Oil and Gas, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.